Welcome to Bro Enough, a podcast meant to shine light into the controversial existence of being masculine. And before our opinion becomes a determining conversation, we're going to reach out to professionals to understand what it is, isn't, what's working, and needs a replacement into being a bro. This is Bro Enough with your host, Gonzo D.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, La Jolla Recovery, before getting back to our interview. La Jolla Recovery is an alcohol and drug treatment center in San Diego, providing evidence-based solutions to addiction for over 12 years. The pandemic has impacted mental health immensely, and if you're wondering whether a loved one or yourself might be using a substance beyond recreation or fun or social bonding, La Jolla Recovery wants to answer all your questions in a private and confidential manner at lajollarecovery.com. That's L-A-J-O-L-L-A recovery.com. That's again, L-A-J-O-L-L-A recovery.com. Now back to our interview.
Yeah, so I can't go into details. I can't tell you what sport. I can't tell you names, anything like that. But the research was about injury and mental health and the support that they receive from their team, coaches, federation, whatever it may be. And I want to say 90% of those that we interviewed said, I didn't get the mental health care that I wish I did.
So the mind is almost like, buddy, buttercup, what's that? What do you call it? Something up, buttercup? What's that saying? It's almost like, who cares about your feelings?
Yeah, yeah.
We need you to perform.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they said. Is a lot of times, especially some of those sports where the athletes are younger, where you're at your peak and you're 15, 16, 17, 18, you know, up to maybe 20 or 21, it's kind of just a next man up or next woman up mentality. It's, if you can't perform for me, I'm going to find someone else.
Suck it up, buttercup. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Suck it up, buttercup.
I was thinking of like butter cream pie for something. Like you were mentioning cake today.
Yes, I'm the one who's going to be interrupting these conversations. But research. So Noah, thank you for talking to us about science, because strong opinions... You know, the other day I was watching a video of a Navy SEAL, you know, thank you for your service. But he was also saying, like, good, everything, like, good. Yeah, because there's always a good opportunity. You're dismissing, like, yes, we understand. Most of us in our careers, like, you're here leading a team of people that are suffering substance use disorders and mental health, and you have hope for them, you know? They might not have been professional teams, but we're all, I guess... What would be the core of this? Like trauma?
I think we need to learn how to listen and validate.
So as simple as that. Like, this is not even like you need to go to therapy. Like, no.
No, it's we need to learn as a society, as a people, how to understand other people.
And that's that. What would be like the... If someone's going to walk away from this episode and saying, what can I take away? How can I listen better? And what is this dismissing mean?
I would say, since we were talking about, we provided a lot of examples of parents and children, we can say parents, listen to your children.
How does that, how?
Well, kids can't say exactly how they're feeling, right? They're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. They can't converse like how we are and identify their feelings. What they do is nonverbal, right? If they're kicking, screaming, crying because they don't want to go to soccer practice, maybe they're scared. They have anxiety towards the situation. You need to comfort that and facilitate the growth so that they feel comfortable getting out of the car and going and trying their best.
And maybe they can, by first expressing it, they'll get to a place of saying, maybe, you know, but first point it out. But someone can't point it out if they don't know it themselves. Could we have a emotionally illiterate society as we speak?
Yeah. To me, that sounds like the perfect title for this episode. Emotional.
Are you going to give me some credits in your dissertation?
Yeah, I'll put you up on the wall.
Thank you. Yeah, that guy had a say. But so emotionally illiterate society... In the brink of, there's opportunity. Like, this is great. Right. Like, you can't just bash dads and say, like, you suck. Okay, we get it.
Right.
We weren't taught these tools.
Right.
Because it wasn't available. And it was not part of culture.
The best thing I've learned in my personal therapy with my therapist is your parents are only given the tools from their parents.
But now we have Noah Liker teaching us tools on how to listen and how to not dismiss. So if a kid says, Daddy, I don't want to go to practice. It's not so much that he doesn't want to go to practice, but maybe he just wants to tell you about something that's going on that day.
Yeah, that's kind of his way of trying to say, I'm scared, I'm nervous, there's someone that beats me up, or I'm not good, or I have no confidence in myself.
So this is a great opportunity. This could be leading you to finding out about other stuff that's happening in his life. It has nothing to do with the practice and the fact that he doesn't want to finish a project.
Yes.
Right? So what can somebody do? Like, Dad, I don't want to go to practice today.
This podcast continues in the next episode.
Bro, enough.